Thanks, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. As you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you're probably aware of this, but I'll just restate it anyway. We rarely have guests at the beginning of the show, Wendy. It just doesn't work out that way, usually.
Unless it's someone special.
Yeah. Harlan Williams, you, sir, are special.
Special.
You're very special.
So special.
How are you?
Special.
Remember Michael Jackson? Was you?
Yes. Yes.
Imagine if he joined the army. What would you like to be in, Michael?
Special forces. Special.
Yes.
What would you like on your Big Mac?
Special sauce. Special.
Everything's special.
Does that hurt when you do it?
It hurts a little bit. It hurts in my throat and in my bottom for some reason.
That shows how committed you are to your art.
So special.
Harlan Williams is a comedian, an actor. Where would you say? I think Wendy and I discussed this with you once. When people see you on the street, where do they go to immediately? Where do they know you from usually?
It usually starts with my first movie, Dumb and Dumber, and then they kind of go through the list. I just had a guy stop me on the street for a down periscope on the way over here. So it's always something different. Yeah.
I believe you were in one of the funniest movies of all time, Something About Mary. It's hard to be funnier than that movie.
You know, that movie, I don't normally watch my own movies, but I was home late one night, just me and a can of Pringles and a thong, and all of a sudden it came, like I saw it, I was scrolling and I was looking for any, you know, when you come home late, you're like, I just want something to, you know, get me going before I go to bed, and it came up and I thought, you know what, I'll watch it. I haven't watched it in years and the movie still holds up.
Oh yeah.
Something About Mary.
Oh yeah.
It's still hilarious.
Is that one that as soon as you see the script, you say to yourself, oh, this is a classic forever? Do you know that, or do you have to wait and give
to
it some time?
To be honest, I originally read for Ben Stiller's part, and when I got the script, I didn't like it. I didn't like Dumb and Dumber when I got the script. I was just like, these just seem stupid. Like, I didn't get it. And so that's the art of filmmaking. You get the right director, you get the right people, you get the right actors. And, like, let's face it, I don't think Dumb and Dumber would have worked if it wasn't Jim Carrey in there.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I don't think it would have worked as well without Ben Stiller or Matt. I think Matt Dillon really stole the show in Something About Mary. When you first see the movie, you go, okay, he's the bad guy. But when you go and watch it back.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon, like a guy who doesn't traditionally do comedy, is just hilarious in that movie.
You know who else is great in it who doesn't usually do comedy? Brent Favre is really good.
Brent Favre,
He's a guy that you just go.
He rarely does. He's mostly drama and action and romance. Yeah.
Did you like the script for Half Baked when you saw that immediately?
I didn't. I actually passed on that movie about five times. I told them I didn't want to do it. And they finally, the producers finally took me out for lunch. He said, Harlan, let me take you out for lunch. I'm going to try and get you to do this one last time. I said, I said that's fine. I'll take a nice lunch, but I'm not doing it. And we sat down. He goes, what can I do to make you do this movie? And I said, I'll tell you what, not to be, you know, a brat, but I said, if you let me improvise like every line, I'll do it. He goes, done.
He agreed to that.
He agreed to it. So that being said, I just didn't go in and make up every line, but I did every line as written.
Yes.
But every time we did it, we'd do multiple takes, and then I'd improvise.
Right.
And so when you watch the movie, I'd say about 30% of what you see is me just improvising and winging it.
That's excellent.
And so they were really cool with that. And it wasn't because I didn't think the material was good. I was kind of nervous about doing a movie about drugs. It wasn't really. And as I thought about it more, I thought, well, you know, I did a movie as a serial killer in Something About Mary. I've been a cop. I've been a sonar guy on a submarine. And I just had to kind of get to a place where I go, it's just a role. If you're an actor, you should be pretty much willing to play anything.
Yep.
So I kind of finally got there, and the fact they were going to let me wing it a bit. And so it turned out really good. I had a lot of fun with that movie, and a lot of the classic lines in it I just made up on the spot.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's
fantastic. Harlan Williams is our guest, appearing at Zany's this week. Zany's.com.
Improv. Caliendo's at Zany's.
Oh, right.
And he's hilarious. But he's only there tonight, right? So the rest of the time, come and see me in Schaumburg.
You're there for a bunch of shows.
Yeah, I'm there tonight through Sunday.
Oh, I thought it was all of October.
No, I wish, man.
That's a great club. You've been there before.
It's great. That's why I come back.
Boy,
it's
is it a
great
nice club.
It's out in Schaumburg, and, you know, it's fantastic.
Yes,
so,
yes, yeah. yes, yes. Have you ever, I'm sure you've had this at some point, you go in, you read for a role in a movie, you don't get the part, but then you go and see the movie, and you watch your part on screen being played by somebody else.
Yeah.
What's your thought process while you're watching somebody else?
Well, it's interesting, because with Dumb and Dumber, I was initially up for the part that Jeff Daniels had. In the running for that part, so...
do you know the Heimlich bill? Because
I'll Heimlich.
No, that's I just swallowed us. I'm eating calamari rings, and I just swallowed a calamari.
The breakfast of champions,
yeah.
Harlan.
Oh yeah,
a lot of protein.
deep fried buttholes. Mm.
You're not going to ruin
just
it
for the
for
record.
Me.
That's not what they are.
Oh, they're not.
No.
Oh, I thought they were squid's buttholes.
Oh, well, they're squid, but...
Oh, it's not the butthole?
No.
Oh, they look like squid's buttholes.
Squid they sure don't taste like it.
They don't? Hey, how would you know? Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Someone's been spending too much time
Italian.
At the aquarium.
Squid pro quo, Harlan.
Wow, squid pro quo, yes. Yes.
So you watch Jeff Daniels, who did a very decent job in the role.
Yeah, he did a great job.
But do you say to yourself, boy, I could have done it this way, or I'm surprised he's not doing it this way? Does that
ever... Yeah, of course. You can't help but compare. And then in the movie Kingpin, I was offered the role initially of that Randy Quaid played of the Amish guy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it because I was working on something else. So, yeah, you can't help but think about that. And even movies that you weren't even up for, sometimes you'll look at it and go, oh, man, I could have done that so much, you know. But you just never know. I think everything plays out for a reason, you know.
Yeah. A lot of the movies you just mentioned are Farrelly Brothers movies.
Yes.
I've always wondered, what's that collaboration like? How do they know, hey, you do this more, I'll do this less? How do they orchestrate their collaborative efforts?
Well, with me, it was, they were really cool. Like, I just, because Dumb and Dumber was my first movie, I was a bit terrified being on set, and so I just did everything right by the book.
Yeah.
Like, in the script, and to their credit, they were so generous and kind that they said to me after about two or three takes going off the book, they said, okay, Harlan, do it your way. And I was like, what does that mean? They go, just do it your way.
Yeah.
And I went, okay. And then I just went off and improvised, and they ended up using like probably about 50% of my improvisations in the movie. And then that kind of just set the bar for me. Like, I kind of learned to trust that instinct.
Yeah.
If it's not on the page, just know that it's inside me to hopefully come up with something funny.
Sure.
So, yep. So it's just, you just kind of let it rip.
Aside from all your shows at the Chicago Improv,
yes.
Are you working on any more movies? Anything coming up?
Yes, I just signed on to do a movie actually like 2 days ago, but I don't even know what the name of it is. I forget. But I'm
great promotion.
Yeah.
What's the subject matter?
It's actually the subject matter is about artists, guys who are painters.
Yeah.
And I haven't even read the whole script. I just read my role and I liked it. And
oh, good.
I saw they did a sizzle reel, so I know what the movie's going to look like and kind of the tone of the movie. It's actually more of a dramatic role for me.
Congrats.
So that's kind of why I took it, because I don't normally do that type of stuff. And then I have another movie coming out in November. I think it's called Turkey Bowl. And it's kind of like one of those Thanksgiving dinner football rivalry type of movie.
Did your family ever do that? Because our family never did that.
No.
Well, I'm from Canada, so Thanksgiving isn't really a thing up there. We just had it, or I think it's this weekend.
I think it was last week.
Last weekend, maybe. Yeah. So Thanksgiving in Canada was always like, oh, we'll have a turkey and, you know, that's it. But Christmas is the big one in Canada.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving was just kind of a throwaway. And then when I moved to the States, and so everyone going ballistic. I was a bit confused. I thought I was getting punked. I'm like, what's the deal with the stuffing fever going on here? Like, it was huge.
Our Thanksgiving is
huge.
Pilgrims and Native Americans.
Yeah.
What is the Canadian Thanksgiving commemorating? Do you know?
I think it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, it is.
Maybe, or something.
That's
which
a
is
surprise.
Weird because we eat turkey. Yeah,
right.
It's
very
weird.
Odd.
By
yeah.
the way, it's Monday. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Monday.
October 14th. So
it's
happy Thanksgiving.
Up. Yeah, right. It's it's weird. We have it like a month ahead of you guys.
Weird.
So it's,
yeah.
It's just, it's kind of, I think we just kind of did it to go, what's America doing? They're doing this thing called, well, we got to do that.
And let's beat them to it.
Yeah, let's beat them to it by a month. And so it was always just kind of a, you have a big turkey dinner with your family, but it wasn't about inviting everyone over and football games.
Right.
It was just really almost even beneath like Halloween almost.
Wow. You
know? Yeah. Oh. So.
More with Harlan Williams, who's performing at the Chicago Improv all this week. Go to chicagoimprov.com.
Yeah.
That's the way to play it.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break and then more. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I'm already looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah. Yep. Harlan, you're going to come back for Christmas, I hope?
I think
Christmas
I will.
With us?
I all think right. I will. Do you have a chimney or you have a condo?
Oh, no. We have a great chimney.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be there.
You want to see a picture? Hold on. I'll show you a picture.
Oh, show me that
picture?
Chimney. Show me that sweet chimney pipe.
Good
wow.
God.
Wow. Holy.
Do you like it? Yeah.
Holy
nice.
God.
How were you? Who were you named after? Because you don't hear the name Harlan very often.
That's a good question. My parents, they got the name from either a movie or an old TV show.
Yeah.
One or the other. I can't remember what they told me, but it was they're watching when they're going to college. They saw a movie or some TV show on the name Harlan. So.
Really?
I find it odd that that's what I ended up going into, the entertainment industry.
Yes.
Like my name came from movies and TV, and I ended up in movies and TV.
It
so,
was destined to be that way.
Yeah, so I think if I ever have kids, I'll name one of them lasagna just so they're delicious. Yeah.
I was named after Peter Pan.
Yeah,
and
no
Wendy,
way.
And I can fly. Isn't that weird?
Really? Wow.
Who would have known?
Isn't it amazing what acid can do? Well, good for you.
I actually do know a Harland.
I bet there's no D on the end.
D free.
Yes, there is. And,
there is.
But he's a kid I went to junior high with's dad. So it was an older guy.
It's a rare name. Like, I've only met in my whole life, I think, one or two with the same spelling. I've met a few Harlands with the N.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders is Harland.
Right.
It
yep.
is?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, he's the only other famous guy.
Well, that's
guy
who you were named after.
Chicken. Great.
Come on.
God,
some
wonder,
guy on TV.
My mother used to bathe me with 11 herbs and spices. I wondered why I always got chased by dogs on the way home from school. And the fat kids always followed me around
that's
classrooms.
Yeah. I don't know what's behind that.
He smells delicious.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have four sisters, yeah.
Are their names unusual or standard?
No, like Barbara, Teresa, Megan, Maureen.
Very standard.
Yeah. And they ended up working at a Motel 6 in the hot tub.
All four of them?
Yeah.
You would think the odds were maybe one or two,
right?
But all four of them do.
All four, yeah.
That's crazy.
Did that make you more sensitive growing up with four sisters?
It probably in a way. Well, in a way, it kind of ruined me a bit because my sisters are very grounded. They're very kind of... They're great people. They're very normal. They were never. I never had like prima donna sisters. I never had sisters who, if they got their period, like acted up. I never had sisters that were freaks about clothes and makeup. They were just really like kind of normal. Really,
that's unusual.
Yeah. So I went out into the world thinking this is how girls were.
Yes.
And then when I went to Hollywood and started dating and stuff, I just thought girls were just kind of like the girls I grew up with. And man, did I get slapped in the face with a canoe paddle. Wow. You girls have issues.
Yeah.
We're unique.
Yeah.
Harlan, you don't have to name names, but I always assume if you're working there in Hollywood with other actresses, you, a famous guy, is probably dating a famous girl or two. Have you dated any celebrities ever?
I've dated a few.
Have you? What's that like?
It's interesting, and I've been friends with a few.
Yeah.
I had the good fortune of being close with Jennifer Aniston when Friends was just like at its pinnacle.
Yeah.
And I was dating her best friend, and so...
Monica or Phoebe?
No, that's just on TV.
Oh, that's just television.
They're not really friends?
No. Yeah, well, no. They're friends.
They are.
Yeah.
But at the time Friends was blowing up, my girlfriend lived with Jennifer.
Oh, so
because they were best friends. So we were like Three's Company. I slept at Jennifer's house just about every other night. Like we went to dinners together. We did all kinds of things together. And just seeing you know, how the public reacts to someone that's so famous.
Yeah.
And I kind of got a good glimpse into dating a famous girl through that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard life. It's so much attention and
sure.
so much demand and
yeah.
so much public. I mean, I remember walking down the street in Aspen. We went to Aspen one year for New Year's, and Jennifer and I were just walking down the street, and people were standing around, like, gathering with video cameras. This was pre-cell phones.
Right.
They're gathering with video cameras, and I remember Jennifer just asking them really nicely, so, do you mind? I'm just out walking. Would you mind
yeah.
putting that down?
Yeah.
And people not even flinching, not even pulling it away to look at her, like, just kept the cameras there. And I went, wow, this is like, it was disturbing. And I thought, man, I'm going to kind of keep my distance. Should I run into a really mega famous
yeah.
girl and maybe they wanted to date or whatever?
Yeah.
That really got in my head. And so I kind of never really searched out, like, dating someone super famous.
Interesting.
I went on some dates, but I never turned any of that into anything
yeah.
big. You know,
yeah.
it's rough. That's a rough scene.
But it makes you wonder when so many people are striving for fame and fortune. Once you get there, that's part of the price you pay. It's not a fair price, but it's part of the price, right?
Yeah, fame is. You know, my cousin told me this quote from David Bowie. David Bowie said, "I wouldn't wish fame on my worst enemy."
Wow, that says a lot.
And it's not that fame's all bad, but I think people that are seeking it or fall into it, they're not even seeking it. There's so much that comes with it.
Sure.
It's not just the adoration and all the good things and bad things that come from the public, but there's also the psychology of fame getting in your head. And sometimes it could be like a drug where you know, some people just have to keep chasing it and climbing it
yep.
and it becomes their identity. And it can overtake you like a swarm of bees
mm-hmm.
getting on you, you know? So
mm-hmm.
it's a very dangerous and overwhelming thing. And
hopefully the three of us will never have to achieve it and worry about it.
I know.
That's my hope.
Well, not the two of us, anyway.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you, Harlan, but not us.
Well, I've had it, at a more limited level. I'm
yeah.
by no means like a big, huge star, but I've been able to taste it and step in and out of it. And it can be a beast, man. And,
yep.
and I that's why I say when I was around Jennifer, she was someone who was in it at a 10. I've been in it at maybe like a 4 or something.
Yeah.
And it's a monster. Like, I'm surprised they don't, like, somebody doesn't teach a class on how to handle it, because it's...
Well, why don't you?
Yeah, you should. That's not a bad move.
Jeez, I don't know if I have the answers, but it's a big... Like, all these kids that are on YouTube and,
yeah.
you know, nowadays it's easier for the average person who doesn't necessarily go to an acting school or whatever to become famous.
Yeah.
And fame isn't just like glitz and glam. There's a lot. I mean, look at all the famous people that go down drug street and alcohol street.
Yeah, right.
And bad relations. Like, it's an animal.
Yeah.
It's an animal. And I think people know, but I think until you've seen it up close and lived it,
you have no idea.
It's pretty, yeah. pretty powerful.
Well, Harlan, you taught us a lesson today. I didn't expect that to happen.
Oh, wow.
You taught us a valuable lesson.
Wow. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Yeah, what a treat.
Go see Harlan. He's at the Improv all this week. It starts tonight.
Yeah,
you run through
yeah.
Sunday.
Yes.
ChicagoImprov.com has all your ticket information. Great
yeah.
to see you
Great
again.
To see you guys.
Thank you
Happy
so much.
Happy Thanksgiving, Katie.
Happy Thanksgiving to
yeah.
you as well, which is Monday.
Yes.
So
yes.
good for you. We have to wait a whole nother month for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not fair.
You can sniff me if you want.
All right.
I smell like chicken. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.